Hey, it's time to show the world what you're made of.
Dig in, let's see what you're made of.
Come down and show me what you're made of.
We're gonna show what we're made of.
Show us what you're made of.
Program loaded and ready.
Show us.
You guys sound like you're ready for a show.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing. Letting go a little by little, sipping on a frozen drink.
Well, good morning. How you doing? I hope your morning is going better than mine. The last 24 hours, last, I don't know, 48 hours or so have been really hellish. I've got to tell you, I'm being attacked professionally and also my business. People are trying to ruin my business, Dimitri 2020 LLC, all because, if you're new to this, first off, thank you for joining us on Big Willie 105.5. Also on the River Talk radio stations, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. You can also see the show on the Facebook live stream that we do. I do that both on my profile page, Dimitri, that's spelled with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I, Vassilaris, and also on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Please follow. Please share. I'm having a very, very difficult time. And it's not a lot of people. It's a handful of some very, very hateful bullies who think they can use the media and intimidation to try to ruin my career and also to ruin my business. These are some nasty, nasty pieces of work, I must tell you. All right, several things. First, if you're new to all of this controversy and all that, there should have been no controversy. Long story short, I went to a blue tie gala event Saturday evening to help promote screening for prostate cancer. It was a good thing. It was a beautiful evening, beautiful event. Beautiful people, great food. River City L Works did a great job. All the people there, the attendees were wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful evening. Absolutely wonderful evening. And all of it, long story short, is for Brave Men, Inc. to help get the word out about the importance of screening for prostate cancer. Okay. I was invited there as a guest by my doctor, Dr. Angelo Georges, great guy. Might as well spell it and say his name right. Angelo Georges, not Maya Angelou. I always get those two confused. Maya Angelou and Angelo Georges. In any event, great guy. And he was one of the keynote speakers, and he did really well. Everybody did well. And I thought, you know, I could do something nice for these people. In addition to already having Dr. Georges on for an hour to talk about this event a few days before the event to help sell tickets, get sponsorships, you know, just trying to be nice. I also read public service announcements about this event to, again, talk it up and get more people to attend, get more people to sponsor and all of that. And we ended up raising, I think, gross over $20,000. And I say we, I mean, obviously, I didn't do all of that. But the bottom line was it was a very, very successful event. So at this event, I thought to myself, well, why don't I just take lots of pictures of people and we'll post them on Facebook. It's a public event. It's a, you know, very public event at a public place. And let's, you know, and let more people know what a great time that we had and hopefully build momentum for next year. All positive stuff. I want to stress something here with all of this. And it's turned into an absolute horrific nightmare, both for my career, but also for my business, which is Dimitri 2020 LLC. I did not make a penny on any of this. None of this was selling advertising, doing personal endorsements, personal appearances, nothing. I did this without any expectation of getting even 1 cent. In fact, I would have turned it down if anybody had offered me any money. I'm doing this, believe it or not, out of my own heart, if you will. Just try to be a nice guy. That's all this ever was. Just try to be a nice guy. Try to help get the word out there. And I took these pictures, and for many of them, I can't say for every single person, but for the vast majority of people there, I said, man, take your picture, and I'll put it on Facebook and all that. And as with every event I've ever attended, 99% of the people say yes. There was one person at the event who said no, a guy. I did not take his picture. Fine. Not a problem. So I take all these pictures, all these beautiful women, and well, there were nice men there too, but mostly the women were just, you know, gorgeous. And I posted them, on Big Willie 105.5, as well as on my page. And I thought, okay, well, this is great. And, you know, lots of people were looking at it and terrific. And then out of the blue, there's this post by this apparently a very hateful person who is a reporter for that failed newspaper, the Wheeling Unintelligencer, a publisher of Billionaire Bob. Naim Kumi? I hope I'm pronouncing the first name right. So she writes this hateful post full of lies. This reporter for the local newspaper never bothered to reach out to me to see if any of what she was going to write was true, because it's all fake news, of course. And that started, as far as I can tell, a hailstorm of a handful of very angry, bitter leftists who are accusing me of essentially, misogyny, sexism, you know, whatever the buzzwords are for the woke left these days. I don't understand half of it. And objectifying, I still don't understand what the hell that means. I really don't. And that would be fine if it just stayed at that level. Look, I'm a big boy. I can dish it out. God knows I can dish it out. But I also can take it. You'd be amazed at all the terrible things people have said about me. And I'm actually okay with that as long as we keep it to that level. I can dish it out. I can take it. You hit me, I hit you. I have no problem with that. And if it stays there, that's fine. That's part of being a public figure, you know, talk radio and all of that. But where these people cross the line, and I'm going to need your help to identify who these people are. They're now conducting a campaign to destroy my, not only just my career, but my business. My business is my lifeblood. It's Dimitri 2020 LLC. And what they're doing now, hold on a second, I got a problem with this thing. Wait a minute. Just bear with me here. Now what? I'll take care of this during the break. So long story short, I found out yesterday they're going after my clients as well as radio station clients, writing the most hateful, dishonest, inaccurate information you could ever imagine regarding me. None of them ever bothered to reach out to me to get my side to say, when we write this to your client, is this true? When we write that, is that true? Can we have your side? None of that. This is as far as I can tell, this is an organized campaign by a small handful of some very bitter, angry people who, for the life of me, I cannot begin to understand what problems they have with pictures of beautiful women. I really, honest to God, can't understand this. Oh, you're objectifying them, and this is sexist, and this. What? And again, all I was ever trying to do was to be a nice guy, to just take these pictures, post them, to help this organization that needed help. I didn't get one penny for any of this stuff, and now it may cost me my career and my business because of these hateful people. And so they've been sending out letters by email, messages, I mean, long, detailed, and they're all pretty much saying the same thing. There's like the same paragraph. You can do a cut and paste for most of them. Not all, but you can tell it's the same damn group of people. It's the same cut and paste type of operation. I don't know the right technical terminology for this, but you read one of these letters, you read them all. But they're going to my clients and the station clients. They're trying to destroy my broadcasting career and, even worse, my business. I don't think I've ever met any of these people. To the best of my recollection, I never have. To the best of my recollection, I've never seen these people. To the best of my recollection, I've never spoken with these people. To the best of my recollection, I've never had any transactions with these people. I don't know who the hell they are, except the one who's a newspaper reporter. Can you imagine a newspaper reporter being so biased, being having such an agenda that she not only will post lies on Facebook without even checking with me, you know, Journalism 101, but now she, along with the others, are reaching out to my clients trying to destroy my business. Financial ruin. For what? Because I posted some pictures of beautiful women in their gowns, in their shoes, in their everything, Saturday evening at a beautiful event to raise awareness for the screening of prostate cancer. And because I was trying to be a nice guy with that, now I've got to pay with my career and possibly ruination of my business? Not possibly. I think it's really realistic here. And God only knows how much longer the ownership of this station is going to put up with this stuff. I hope for a long time. I hope they've got my back. They do today. I'm still here. But I don't know what the future is going to hold here. I don't know. Do you? So, I've got a number of these messages with these names, and I'm going to need your help to identify who these people are so I can get some sense of who I'm dealing with here. So I don't know who these people are. I also got the authorization from this radio station, Big Willie 105.5, to do a telephone poll. We've installed, this is actually a brand new phone system installed on Monday with numerous lines so that you'll have hopefully not too many busy signals. But again, I don't know how busy it's going to be today. Maybe nobody will care. Maybe nobody will call in. Maybe some people will call in. Maybe hundreds will call in. I have no idea what's going to happen. But I have permission from the management here of this radio station to conduct this telephone poll. And the only way you can vote, the only way that your vote will count, is by the telephone poll. Here's the question. Should the controversial pictures of the Blue Tie Gala for prostate cancer screening be on Big Willie 105.5, or should they be deleted? And the phone number is this, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. We seem to be having a problem here. Why is this not playing? Something isn't working right here. We should be going to a commercial break and there's nothing happening with the computer. Well, let me get Johnny here. He can help me out here. How's your morning going for you?
Stay right there. I'll be right back. Nothing's happening at 7:30.
Did I do something wrong on this end? Turn on the system? Yeah, see, I'm looking at it, Johnny. See? Nothing's happening. Okay, buddy. Well, I guess you've got me. No idea what's going on here. All right. So how's your morning going for you? All right. So we've got people calling. So let's, I guess we can take the calls. I guess you can hear this at least on, you might not be able to hear this on Facebook. Now that I think about it, because the audio goes through our phone. No, you won't be able to hear this.
Ah, here we go. I can hear it now. Now I can hear it.
All right, we're going to regroup here. My apologies. I literally don't know what's happening. Computer, I just don't know. So we'll take a break here, I guess. Play some commercials. And then we'll start with the phone calls with the voting. Lots of other issues to get to as well, including banning drag queens. I can't wait to talk about that.